The wind groaned, the snow churned around her, and the ice stretched out of sight as it had since time immemorial. But gradually, her racing heartbeat subsided to a normal rate. She stopped shaking. The terror passed. She'd won again. When, at last, Rita entered the igloo, Franz was on his knees packing instruments into a carton. He had taken off his outer boots, coat, and gloves. He dared not work up a sweat because it would chill his skin, even inside his thermal suit, and leach precious heat from him when he went outdoors. He glanced up at her, nodded, and continued packing. He possessed a certain animal magnetism, and Rita could see why she'd been drawn to him when she was younger. Thick blonde hair, deep-set dark eyes, Nordic features. He was only 5'9", just an inch taller than she, but at 45 he was as muscular and as trim as a boy.
"Wind is up to 24 miles," she said, pushing back her hood and removing her goggles. "Air temps down to 10 degrees Fahrenheit and falling."
"With the wind chill factor, it'll be minus 20 or worse by the time we break camp."
He didn't look up. He seemed to be talking to himself.
"We'll make it back all right."
"In zero visibility?"
"It won't get that bad so fast."
"You don't know polar weather like I do, no matter how much of it you've seen. Take another look outside, Rita. This front's pushing in a lot faster than predicted. We could find ourselves in a total whiteout."
"Honestly, Franz, your gloomy Teutonic nature..."
A thunder-like sound rolled beneath them, and a tremor passed through the ice cap. The rumble was augmented by a high-pitched, nearly inaudible squeal as dozens of ice strata moved against one another. Rita stumbled but kept her balance, as though lurching down the aisle of a moving train. The rumble quickly faded away. Blessed stillness returned. Franz finally met her eyes. He cleared his throat.
"Larsen's much-heralded big quake?"
"No, too small. Major movement on this fault chain would be much larger than that, much bigger all down the line. That little shake would hardly have registered on the Richter scale."
"A preliminary tremor?"
"Maybe," she said.
"When can we expect the main event?"
She shrugged. "Maybe never. Maybe tonight. Maybe a minute from now."
Grimacing, he continued packing instruments into the waterproof carton.
"And you were talking about my gloomy nature."